Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We had a great visit. Having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, celebrating 12 years, his 12th anniversary with us. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. You can go there and find all the great things he writes. His books are there. He's an attorney, which is very helpful to us. From his legal perspective, he bestows on us on a regular basis. Cliff, thanks again for being here. One of the things, when I travel around the country speaking to small business audiences, the one question that comes up every single time when I ask for questions, is what do I do about bad reviews? How do I deal with the online review challenge? It's a very frustrating thing for a lot of small businesses. What do you think?
Oh, boy, you're not kidding. Nothing burns your breakfast like a negative review online, especially when, as is happens a lot of the times, when you see this thing, you're saying, your first question is, who is this person? I don't remember this person. I don't remember ever working
with this person. They probably never did business with you.
Or there's somebody who, you know, clearly you may have had one phone call with them or something, and their expectations were different than yours, and they think you owe them something, but you really don't. And all of a sudden now they're blasting you all over the place.
They never gave you a nickel, and all of a sudden they say, I went on that website to buy something and I didn't like the way it looked. Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, who gives you the right to say that? You know, but they did.
Yeah. And that's the first step to figuring out how to respond. But first of all, calm down. Rule number one, when it comes to a negative
take
review,
a volume.
Calm down. Don't respond to it right away. Don't respond emotionally. There's an old Spanish saying that revenge is a dish best served cold. And that is the best way to think about it. If you respond, you know, emotionally, you're going to end up hurting yourself more than the negative review ever will, because it's going to make you look like you're crazy, that you've got issues. Calm down. I adopt a 24-hour rule. Think about it. Go back online. Look at the review. And the first question you ask yourself is, will people actually take this seriously? You know, if it is, I mean, because I see sometimes negative reviews of some of my clients, and my clients ask me to look at them, and I say, all right, well, first of all, this thing looks like it was written by somebody who was drunk at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's misspelled words all over the place. Mm-hmm. They didn't even spell the name of your product right. You know,
and those kinds of reviews,
I think by responding to it.
Cliff, those kinds of reviews, oftentimes, you best just leave them alone, because when other people read them, they can tell that they're really bogus, that there's just somebody with a bad attitude or somebody who just likes to create chaos. You're almost better to leave them alone.
Yeah, I think so. By responding to it, you're dignifying them. You're giving them legitimacy that they shouldn't have. You know, in some cases, it makes you look good. You know,
right.
People sometimes judge you by the enemies you make, you know, and you know, if that's the worst thing that anybody's saying about you, you're not going to lose too much business. And let's face it, Jim, the people who would take such a review seriously are people you probably don't want as customers anyway, or clients.
One of the things that I tell people when they ask me that is, the first thing to remember is the best defense against a bad review, a one-star review, is 10 five-star reviews. What do you think?
Right, and I would agree with that. You should always encourage your customers to post positive reviews. Give them suggestions as to what they can say about your business online. By all means, I mean, most of them won't do it. They don't want to take the time to do it, whatever. But always encourage them to do it. You know, get a lot of positive reviews up there. And if you're not so fortunate and you do have a negative review that does look serious, the person clearly had a problem and there was an issue, you know, at that situation, the worst thing to do is not to respond to it. I think you do have to respond, and there's a very specific response that I recommend to my clients, and some of them do it, some of them don't. But here's the response, Jim. Let's say you're the negative reviewer. I would say, I was extremely surprised to read your review below. As you told me in our last phone conversation, you liked the work I did for you. This is the first I've heard you were not satisfied with my services, and I'm really sorry you feel this way. Please call me at your earliest convenience, as I'm happy to do anything I can without charge to address your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
That's the response. Now, I know the people probably didn't get a chance to write that down, but...
Oh, no, they got it all. They were writing it down feverishly. They got it. They got it. Okay, that's good advice, folks.
Go ahead.
But
this
I'm just, I got to wrap it up. I got to wrap it up, Cliff, because I want to make sure we get your website.
Here's the response.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com, right?
That's it, man. Got a new column every week.
Hey, Cliff, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet, buddy. Take care.
And thanks again for 12 great years. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Got to wrap it up for this hour. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.